right now on our website, wyso.org.
And I mean hot off the presses from a local band named The New Old Fashioned. And we have our guest today to thank for this. He is the music and arts writer for the Dayton Daily News and Active Dayton. He's Don Thrasher, and he also brings us thrash about Dayton. Welcome, Don.
Hi, Nikki. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for that music.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, that's just a little taste of the brand new album coming out from The New Old Fashioned. Their release show is on December 7th at Canal Street Tavern. But Got an advance of it, so I've been rocking it a little bit. It's got a real nice sound to it.
Sure does.
It's got kind of a, I don't know, it's alt rock or alt country, southern rockish
nice
kind of
gallop
vibe
going there. Yeah,
right. But David Payne, who's like the primary songwriter, has been around for a while, and these guys have been together about a year. I think they actually played their first show December of 2011.
I remember it was at South Park Tavern, and it was one of the biggest freak snowstorms. Hardly anybody could get through the storm to come, but apparently it's been well worth the wait. And just to let you know, they're going to be on Excursions playing live a week from Thursday, the day before their CD release at Canal Street. Yeah.
Well, this worked out real nicely.
Didn't
then.
It?
Give them a little bit of a double promotion this
double
week, which is well deserved. It's got a great sound to it. David's been playing on the scene, like I said, for a while, and I can see a little bit of Tim Pritchard influence in there, dare I say, which is not a bad thing.
It's a very good thing.
And the album was actually recorded in Nashville by Patrick Himes, who's a Daytonian who now lives in Nashville, but he also played with Patrick Himes in Flyaway Minion, so there's a little bit of that influence also, I think, coming
nice.
Maybe from Patrick's vibe. And Patrick also played organ on that last song we heard, which is Don't Let It Die, the opening track for the new album.
So it's just out now. They'll have physical copies in store. You got this in advance. I mean to say on stage at Canal Street Tavern on the 7th.
Exactly. And they'll be playing with Tim Pritchard and the Boxcar Suite that night. And Absinthe Junk, which is Patrick Himes' band from Nashville. So,
what a show.
Yeah, so that should be a really good show. The new old-fashioned guys did a good job of putting a really nice bill together.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We got another one queued up from this disc. I hear another little taste about it. Which
yeah,
tune?
Let's do that.
Here we go.
Oh, these changing leaves, they're just depressing. Because this means the winter's setting in. And this breeze, it chills her to the bone. And she just wants to get out of the cold. So she's headed straight into the sun. Cause there ain't nothing left here in the Midwest for a girl like her. And she heard out west that the sun doesn't set, and with her that's fine. Or whatever it is she's looking for, I hope she finds. To think that she could make something of herself here, but the bad degrees have all shut down. So she's better in her proximity to LA, cause she's heard that's where stars are made. Headed straight into the sun. Cause there ain't nothing left here in the Midwest for a girl like her. And she heard out west that the sun doesn't set, and whether that's fine or when whatever it is she's looking for, I hope she found. darling, whatever it is you're looking for, I hope you find.
From the new old fashioned on 91.3 WYSO, as we get the lowdown on what's coming up and going on around Dayton from our dear guest, host of Thrash About Dayton, Don Thrasher. This is nice, another little side of this great young band.
Good record. Right, yeah. It's got a nice variety to the CD. There's a lot of rocking stuff on there, but there's some really pretty slower stuff like that there too as well. That was Into the Sun?
Yeah. And we were talking about some pretty amazing things coming right down the pike. The arts are just rich and full here in the Miami Valley.
Yeah, I mean, there's always kind of, you know, good stuff going on around town. Like I mentioned, the new Old Fashioned has their CD release at Canal Street Tavern on December 7th. But other than that, you know, Canal Street's got things going on all the time.
All the time.
This weekend, the Spike Drivers from Columbus are back in town, and they're here quite frequently. And
great band.
Great band. They do really well, and it's always a big show when they come to town. So that should be good. That's coming up this Friday. And then I think on Saturday, the following day, Asia, the guys that play the Steely Dan covers.
Which I thought was Aja, because I'm so unhip. But it's the name of a Steely Dan album.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And I think, like I mentioned to you off the air the last time I was here, that I've actually been listening to a lot of Steely Dan lately, which is kind of an odd thing. But it was all tied to seeing Burnt Sugar here over the summer,
nice,
at the Downtown Dayton,
yeah,
Revival, and they played a whole set of Steely Dan stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
By the library, and that was a real treat to get to see them. So.
I got to meet Nathan, the bass player. What a nice fellow. Just one of my new favorite people, and really cool guy, lives in Hoboken these days.
Yeah, they are all super good guys and talented ladies and gentlemen up there from New York City with a couple Dayton ties, so that's always kind of cool. What else is going on? Oh, next Saturday, or this Saturday, it's the first, is there's a band at South Park Tavern called 8mm. They're from L.A. It's kind of a trip-hop thing.
Ooh.
I'm not sure what the cover is, but we don't want to say it probably. But anyway, it's a low, you know, low-price show, a little intimate thing at South Park Tavern, a little something different, L.A. group coming in to rock it out. And we were also talking about J. Todd Anderson, a friend of yours.
You bet.
And very... friend of the show, friend of the station.
Co-host with George Williman of Filmically Perfect here for, my gosh, 6 years and counting.
Right. Yep. Super talented guy, and it's a time of year for him to do Nativity, the pop opera, his seasonal show, musical extravaganza,
and
which he
yeah.
directs and produced and wrote the lyrics for.
And all the music. Well, it had help with the music, but all local talent,
yes,
making this happen. And the proceeds generally benefit Children's Hospital.
Right. From what I'm hearing this time around, the show's free. And
yeah.
They're going to be mounting that December 13th through the 16th at the Beaver Creek Church of the Nazarene. And even though it's free, you do have to get tickets in advance. So you can go to the website there online, which is
nativitythepopopera.org.
Yes. Thanks, Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always a fun time. And good to see, you know, J. Todd out in front of the crowd doing things for people, you know.
Because
sometimes he's behind the scenes or he's on the air.
And
on the air, but
if you don't listen to Filmically Perfect, you may not know that he's the storyboard artist for many, many people. But the Coen brothers specifically, for more than 20 years, he's been working every single movie since Raising Arizona. And he's just a huge all-around, he's one of those multifaceted Renaissance talent guys. And we'll probably have him on before that time and play a couple of tunes from that show. But tell me the date again on that coming up.
December 13th. Through the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
So this should be a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
So go online to find out more about that. And what else were we talking about? Oh, Little Ed and the Blues Imperials are back in town. Chicago Blues. He's been playing at Jilly's, which is where he'll be on Saturday, December 1st, since the late 80s or whatever.
Wow.
So he's been a regular stop for the guy, and he just puts on, he and his band put on a great high-energy show. He's a little dude, and he jumps all over the place and rips on that guitar. And if you've never seen him, it's a really good show, just high-energy Chicago blues.
And Jilly's just a great place to see any show at this very cool legacy venue here in our beautiful gem city. We got Don Thrasher with us, the music and arts writer for the Dayton Daily News and active Dayton. And if people wanted to, can people write to you? Can people like say, hey, dude, I heard this song. I want you to
Sure
know about
they can.
It.
Yeah, my email address is always at the bottom of all the stories online and in the paper and all that stuff. So yeah. That's usually the best way to contact me. I'm not on Facebook or any of that stuff. I'm kind of a square. So, but I do email. I still, that is the easiest way to reach me because I check it all the time and you can leave me all the info right there and that way up.
Let's hear a little bit.
Facts.
Yeah, let's hear a little bit of the brand new Little Ed and the Blues Imperials, and then we'll be back and wrap up and say goodbye to Don. Check it out at Jilly's. You say this Friday?
Saturday, December 1st.
Saturday, December 1st at Jilly's. Check it out. Coming up at Jilly's December 1st. And big thanks to John Thrasher for bringing our attention to some great local happenings. Peeking at the horizon, anything we should keep our eyes and ears peeled for?
Yeah, Dan Reardon and the Calientes, they have a new album, Give It Up, that will be coming out officially on Saturday, December 15th. So that should be a good show. That's a follow-up to their debut album, Bus, which came out, 2010. So. It's real good rocking record. It's got some guitar, garage rock overtones and some like punk influences at times. But, you know, Dan's a real good, solid songwriter, been writing songs and performing forever. And he's got a real nice trio, and they rock it out.
Yeah, so we'll see if we can't get him on here. He's been on a couple times. In association with the Dayton Does Dayton, by the way, way down the road.
Right.
Into February for that. Dayton Band's celebrating the music that's made right here in our hometown.
Exactly.
Canal Street Tavern.
The new old-fashioned will be doing that, as Dan and Reardon and the Calientes. And
yep.
We'll be there. And we did the photo shoot recently, which was fun.
Yeah, keep your eyes peeled online for some cool photos. It was a lot of people, a lot of musicians up at an hour of the day when they might not normally, standing out at Sunwatch Indian Village.
Yes, that was fun.
It was awesome and surreal.
Definitely, definitely.
Very good. Don Thrasher, thank you for all that you do.
Well, thank you, Nikki.
It's just a delight to be here. We get together on the last Monday of every month. It is Thrash About Dayton on 91.3 WYSO. We're going to go out with this one from Human Cannonball. Another fabulous.
Love it.
So good. Thanks, Don.
Thank you.